Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
This is Bump and Stacy
on Seattle Sports Station.
Powered by Kitsap Credit Union. Streaming through the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Ross. Here we go
now. He scored his 100th career goal Saturday and currently leads the Kraken in goals with seven. It's forward Jared McCann joining us now on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Jared, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're well. We're excited to talk to you. It's been a really cool start to the season for the Kraken. I mean, it looks like you guys have more firepower than a lot of people were expecting, and have some guys that are really stepping up and meeting the challenge of improving in year two. Did you guys head into this season cementing any goals as a team for year two?
Well, I mean, we just kind of wanted to build. We made some great signings this summer, and obviously added a lot more. Firepower, as you said, and, things have been going well for us. Obviously, Jonesy's been playing great, and, he's been kind of leading the way for us, making some big saves. It's we didn't really have, set a goal or anything like that. We just wanted to be better than we were last year.
Has there been a shift in the mentality of this team when it comes to just your approach, your preparation? I mean, what has been the difference when it comes to the mental between last year's team and this year's team?
I just think we have more confidence. With those signings, we have guys who can put the puck in the back of the net. I think defensively we've been a lot better as well this year. So we have more confidence in one another, and it's good to see.
You're quickly reaching career highs in a couple numbers. I mean, already leading the team with goals at seven. Do you feel yourself evolving as you see more minutes, as you see more time, and as you enter yet another year?
Yeah. No, I'm obviously getting older and been through a lot of things in the NHL. And it's been awesome. It's a learning experience every single year, and you learn how to just kind of stay even keel and don't get too high, but when the lows are there, you got to learn how to handle them as well. So,
you spent some time in the Northwest with Vancouver, and then went down south with the Panthers and the Penguins. How do you like Seattle so far? A couple of years now, or over a year and a half. How do you like the area?
It's awesome. We're out in like Kirkland, Bellevue area, and it's beautiful. The traffic. I'm actually kind of sitting in traffic right now, so that's the tough part. But it's amazing. I love it. It's a really outdoorsy kind of area that we live in, and it's been awesome.
I hope we're on a hands-free Bluetooth situation, Jared. We can't afford to lose you here, so stay safe. I don't want any lack of goals blamed on me in our radio interview with you right now. You and Brandon Tanev were teammates out in Pittsburgh. You're both teammates again here in Seattle. He seems like a fun guy. Is he as intense in person as he seems?
Yeah. We call him Turbo for a reason. He's always. Common. He's always, got a lot of energy, and, you need a guy like that to, kind of lead the way for you. If things aren't going well, sometimes the team's a little dead and doesn't have any energy, but, he takes it upon himself to kind of bring that for us. And, he does an amazing job with it. Obviously we did it in Pittsburgh for a couple of years there. And, I'm definitely excited to have him on our team.
Jed, obviously hockey is Canada's national sport. But did you consider playing any other sports, or was it as soon as you could, man, you got your skates and you hit the ice?
Yeah, no, hockey was number one. It's kind of you're kind of the odd one out if you don't play hockey in Canada. So that was the main sport. I did play lacrosse a little bit growing up in Stratford, and a little bit of soccer as well. So, I actually knew I wanted to play hockey pretty early, and kind of stuck with it.
I got to ask, I always ask hockey players this and baseball players this, how is the golf game? Because you guys always, for the most part, you guys are pretty good.
I'm okay. I'm not one of the best, but, I can hit the ball pretty far. I just don't know where it's going half the time, and I feel like that's my biggest problem, so it's something I definitely got to work on.
Nice.
you didn't want to tell Jared that you shot a 77?
Nah, you know, I just...
Okay.
Once.
Oh,
wow.
Maybe once, Jared.
He's very, very excited to mention it. Jared, I was curious a little bit. I do want to get back to some personal stuff just as we get to know you. And I know listeners, you know, care more about just getting to know you, Jared, and less about the games. But you guys are going to play the Sharks. I'm still learning a lot about the NHL. Tell us and me what we need to know about San Jose ahead of this game.
They've been playing really well lately. Obviously, they've been playing better than their record shows. And, you know, obviously they had some close games. They're, I think, 3-1-1 in their last, you know, five games here. So they've been playing really well. And you can't take any team in the National Hockey League lightly. I feel like you can beat any team at any time. We got to come with the right mindset and be ready to, you know, if it's going to be a 1-0 game, then we got to be ready to just play defense.
Jared, for the people who aren't familiar with you or maybe even the Kraken, how would you describe your game to a fan who's just watching you play for the first time?
I try to be a two-way player. Play both ends of the ice, be good defensively, and try to contribute offensively. Obviously, we have a lot of guys on our team, especially this year, that can put the puck in the back of the net. Some games you got to just focus on playing defense, and the goals will come. I'll always get chances, and especially in games. So I just kind of focus on when I get those chances, try to bear down and put them in the net.
Do you notice relationships developing a little more? Because I remember thinking at the time, like, God, it would be really hard to be part of an expansion team. You know your teammates, and then you're thrown into a new city. Not only that, surrounded by people who, most of whom haven't played together before. Do you notice those relationships kind of evolving as time passes?
Yeah. Obviously, last year was a little bit different. We still had COVID, so we weren't really allowed to do anything outside of the rink. As you're trying to get to know people, you kind of have to do that away from the sport you play. It was difficult doing that last year. So this year's been a lot better. They've given us the opportunity to do things as a team. Start of the year, we played golf and other things as well. So it's been good. Still trying to get to know some of the guys. And we're going to continue to do that.
Now, have you considered hosting something? I know sometimes in football, like offensive linemen will take people out to dinner or the quarterback. Has Jared McCann considered being like, okay, I'm hosting everyone over for dinner or we're doing bowling, whatever?
Yeah. No, it's definitely something I want to do. I was able to, I got a contract extension here, so I'm here for the next couple of years and I bought a house. So that's something I would love to do for the team. And hopefully we can, make something work. Obviously we have, the schedule is pretty tight sometimes, so I don't always have the time, but yeah, we got to definitely figure something out.
Jared, what's this locker room like? I've played on teams where you got a locker room full of veterans. It's very uptight, very serious. Then I've been in locker rooms where it's loose, maybe almost too loose at times. If I were to walk into this locker room, let's say after a win, a close win, what are the vibes going to be like in there?
Oh, you're happy. You got to, be excited for the team when you win a game. Obviously, the league's so good now that, like I said before, any team can win at any time. You got to enjoy the wins, but at the same time, you can't get too high. And I feel like sometimes, especially last year when we had a couple losing streaks and we'd win a game, we'd get a little high. I feel like this year we're able to, when we win, we're able to kind of forget about it and learn from what we did well that night and take it into the next game. And I feel like that comes with, the leadership we have in our room. Like we got guys who, Burkowski's won cups and Yanni Gord's won. Obviously he's a huge part of our team and he's won a lot of cups too. Right. So, we have that happy medium now where it's, you take the highs, but you got to take the lows as well. And you got to focus on, just moving on to the next game. It's great winning, but there's bigger things.
Yeah. How's Dave Haxtell been in year two? Has he changed his approach at all or not drastically, but has he also kind of evolved? Has your relationship with him changed?
Yeah. No, it's been great. Obviously he's given me a good opportunity here, especially last year to be an offensive player for the team. And I'm just trying to contribute as much as I can every single night. He's been awesome for us. He stayed really even keel and, you know, like I said, don't get too high with the wins and, you know, just learn from them.
Jared, I grew up playing football, so we've always had time in between games to kind of make adjustments and scout other teams. When you guys play, what, every other day, it seems like, what's the preparation like for the opponent, or do you guys more focus on, okay, what do we have to do to play better?
A little bit of both. We watch video before every game on the team and try to kind of pick apart their systems and see what we can do to kind of, you know, give ourselves the best chance of winning. And but then, you know, try to focus on what we can control, and that's like our effort and, you know, just being prepared every single game for what, you know, whether it's we're playing against, you know, obviously the Sharks coming up, you know, Eric Carlson's a pretty, you know, amazing player for the Sharks, and he's been having a great year. So, you know, he's somebody that we got to be prepared for and kind of look at his tendencies.
We're getting some questions in from listeners. So in the final, like, minute or two that we have you, we're just going to throw some extra questions your way. One listener wants to know, who is your favorite player of all time, Jared?
Oh, geez. favorite player of all time, probably Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Good Canadian guy, and played for Sault Ste. Marie, where I played junior as well. And yeah, he's definitely, you know, national treasure there in Canada.
Who's the most famous person in Canada? Because I got to be honest, like, is there a possibility that, like, Drake is more famous than Wayne Gretzky?
Oh, no. Hockey's the main sport in Canada. I think, yeah, no, definitely. Drake is, you know, obviously, you know, amazing guy. But, you know, Wayne Gretzky, hockey player, just, you know, you look up to him as a kid.
What team did you grow up? Who was your favorite team when you were growing up, favorite hockey team?
I watched the Leafs a lot, but I was an L.A. Kings fan growing up.
That a baby. I'm from L.A., so.
Yeah, I was like, where's the L.A. connection come in?
Gretzky.
I kind of wanted to be, you know, a little bit different than other people, so I wanted just an American team, and I picked the Kings.
You're one of those guys driving your friends crazy. Why the Kings? I can already see them.
Yeah, he's contrarian, just because they're the best team in the league. But what? All right, Jared, we've loved having you on here, man, getting to know you and this team a little bit better. Good luck tomorrow, you guys taking on the Sharks, and for the rest of the season. It's been fun to watch.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks so much. That was Seattle Kraken forward Jared McCann. Man, I got to say, I feel like I am... Now, I'm just full disclosure, like, newer to hockey, which, like, I know is, like, you can't really admit that in sports radio, but I'm going to let you know that a lot of people, because people have this expectation that you should know absolutely everything about everything when, like,
they don't.
Right. Thank you. I'm learning to love it more. Mm-hmm. This will not shock you when the team is better.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't say.
You don't say, but I find myself getting very interested once you get 1, 2, 3 wins strung together.
So that 14-game win streak for the Mariners.
Oh, man. Let me tell you what. I was in it. In it.
Now, that makes sense. And that's good. It's refreshing that these guys are winning this year, too, right? Because you want the city behind you. One thing about Seattle is that they're going to support their local team. Mm-hmm. But if you're a winner, man, they're going to show up in the masses. And I've seen more Kraken gear the more we've gotten into this season.
See, I was a fool, and I got the white hockey sweater, which is the road one, and then I went to Climate Pledge, and everyone had navy, and I felt left out, and I felt like I made a stupid hockey mistake. I was like, am I not supposed to wear this? More, am I not supposed to wear the road ones to home games?
Oh, wherever you want.
Right? Thank you. I thought so. I'm supporting the team. I'm wearing the colors. That's what matters. Thank you again to Jared McCann for joining us. He just scored his 100th career goal on Saturday. Congratulations to him as he continues to lead the Kraken in goals. They are taking on the Sharks tomorrow at 7 p.m. Let's get to Four Down Territory.
This is Four Down Territory, going inside the game. What former Seahawks and Coug wide receiver Michael Bumpus.
253 says, I bet we can get Carson Wentz for $15 million. I will pay $15 million to not have Carson Wentz on this roster.
No, don't want him.
First down, real simple question here. What are your thoughts from last night's game in Mexico City?
One, I got to make a confession, right? I'm watching the game. Forgot it was in Mexico. And I'm like, Arizona's at home. I'm like, why is it raining? Close the dome. Like, what are they doing over there? And then I saw the sign and go, oh, yeah, come on, Bump.
Why are there so many Mexican flags? What's going on?
They're in Mexico. One, I want to say that the fans were very knowledgeable of the game. Always listen to see if they cheer at the right time. you hear Shanahan say, even when they were on offense, I know it was an Arizona home game, but that was a Niner home game. Niner fans everywhere. When the Niners were on offense, they were quiet. When they're on defense, they were loud. They cheered the right penalties. A lot of the times when I listen to these games or I go to these games, I'm thinking, okay, how smart is this crowd? How locked into the game are they? And Mexico City, man, what, 7,000 feet of elevation? You see the guys getting tired. But overall, I thought it was a good production. The crowd seemed into it. It was a good game, one-sided, of course. But I like the product, and it makes me think, all right, so where does the NFL go first? Do you go to Mexico City, or do you go over to Europe? Either way you go, I think you need to bring two teams so they can at least play each other in that area. It'd be tough to just have one team across the pond, and then they got to travel 6-7 times a year. But I like the expansion of the game, and I think that I was surprised with how much other people enjoy the game. I thought it would just be an event, and they're just there to be there, but they're really enjoying the game.
I would like, if there was an actual expansion, Mexico City is the easiest one, I guess.
Logistically,
for the next international location, Spain would be really cool. I know they were reportedly looking at Spain, Paris, both would be awesome. I think I'd want to go to Spain if I was a player.
España.
Second down. Ibiza. The Niners looked good on Monday, but they made a move a few years back that you think they might want back. What is it?
Who'd they draft as their quarterback a few years back?
Trey Lance.
They moved up to get this young man.
Yes, they did.
Yesterday, the guy I'm going to talk about, I gave him some grief, and then our fantasy draft guru, Moore Dilley, reminded me that this young man has been playing some good football as of late. I'm talking Justin Fields, man. Could you imagine if they had Justin Fields in that 49er offense right now? He had a year or two to develop. Because I'm looking the way Justin Fields is playing right now. You put a Niners jersey on him and put him in that offense, man, it's looking crazy. So I was talking with my boy on the way up here about this because he is a Niner fan, and we're talking about the moves that they made. And if Justin Fields was on this team right now, they'd be set for the next 3 to 5 years because Fields is showing that he's worth investing. That's why they go and get him, Chase Claypool, over there in Chicago. But they had a chance to pick up a winner from Ohio State. Instead, they went with a guy who, you know, played one season of ball after high school and looked good throwing the football.
Shout out to the Bison. Do you think that Justin Fields doesn't get enough credit? Because he is playing with one of the worst surrounding casts in football.
Yeah, he don't get enough love. He doesn't. Yeah. He should get more.
Third down. All right, in this scenario, Bump, you're a head coach now. You're one head coach in particular. If you're Robert Saleh, are you making a change at quarterback?
I'm making that change quick, fast, in a hurry.
Making a change yesterday.
I'm going to do it disrespectfully. So I'm going to text him, hey, Zach, you're QB2 this week, dog. You're going to disrespect the defense? I'm going to disrespect you. Hey, man, by the way, QB2.
Spell his name wrong.
Hey, don't run out there when I call for once, all right? Don't run out there. Like, you have to make this move, man. And you got a guy in Joe Flacco on the bench who was serviceable for you in three games. In three games compared to Zach's 7 games, he's thrown for 5 touchdowns. Zach's thrown for 4 in his 7 games. Flacco's done it in 3 games. Completion percentage is better. Yards, Zach has it by 300 yards. And there's also the guy, Mike, who's the other guy on the bench over there?
Oh, on the bench. I thought you were going to talk about draft
Mike
picks.
White.
Mike White.
Yeah, 6'5 guy. I think he lost the team with that comment. And I think he looked like an immature little dude. So he needs to sit. Yep. He needs to be on punishment. You sit him down, Saleh, and you make a move.
I'm also going to be honest. All of us understand at all times the stereotypes we're working against, right? There are sometimes, like, jokes I don't make that I might want to make because I think someone's going to take this seriously and think I'm an idiot because they have a stereotype that, like, I'm going to be an idiot. Zach is fighting against a stereotype that he is a spoiled rich brat.
Yeah.
You're already fighting that stereotype. You know you're fighting that stereotype. Rather than really pushing against it and challenging it, you leaned right into it. And it does not take long for people to assume, right, that that's not out of character, that that's very much who you are.
Yeah.
You have to understand the perception people have of you, the lens that they're looking through at all times. Everyone knows it about ourselves, no matter who you are. And he was not honest with himself in that moment about, like, how might the team perceive this from me? Might it be perceived differently coming from me versus someone who's got some other goodwill built up with people?
Awareness. He has no awareness.
None at all.
All bad.
Fourth down. What should the Seahawks offense expect to see against the Raiders this weekend?
Easy. I think the Raiders are going to load that box, man. I think the Raiders are going to have seven, even eight guys at times when you come out on that 13 personnel, one running back, three tight ends. They're going to load the box and say, let's make this a physical type of game, because that's what I would do with the Hawks right now. I'd make it physical. I'd make Geno have to beat you. Geno can't beat you. Let's not get it twisted. Yeah. But we know that the Hawks want to run the football first. They got away from that in Germany. I think they're going to come back to that this week. And I think the Las Vegas Raiders realize that and say, all right, let's shut the young man down. What do you have, 10 carries for 17 yards in Germany, 1.7 per carry. That's math right there for you, Stace.
Like it.
You know, the more you know. But, yeah, that's what I would do. Load the box. Yeah. You want to play big boy football? Let's do that. And then big plays will happen over the top.
All right, let's see what's on tap, powered by Madden Industrial Craftsman. The Kraken are taking on the Sharks tomorrow at 7 p.m. And then on Thursday, Thanksgiving, you got three games lined up. Bills-Lions gets you started in the morning at around 9:30, then Giants-Cowboys in the afternoon, and Pats-Vikings on Thursday night. A reminder for you guys, by the way, if you enjoy the show, make sure you're subscribed to the Bump and Stacey podcast. If you've got a work meeting or miss an interview, no problem. The show will be available on your phone about an hour after we end here. That's available wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts. Please rate and review if you do subscribe. 5 stars only. Bump, did you like that I upgraded to being a
Thank
little
you.
More commanding?
Be more assertive with that five star.
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, I would appreciate 4+.
Nah.
You know, but I think if I request politely 5.
You could give us a 5 and hate in the review. I'll
oh,
just
people
take
have
the
done
5.
That, which I kind of appreciate.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Give us the 5 and then, you know, get something off your chest.
People have been like, most annoying show I've ever heard. 5 stars.
Love it.
Done. I'm in for it. That's great. It's Bump and Stacey on Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app. There's a new best team in the NFL, Bump, at least according to my first hype train.
Mm.
More, you want to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Great. It's coming up next.
Live from the Alaska Airlines Studio, this is Seattle Sports Station. You're listening to Bump and Stacey.
Powered by Kitsap Credit Union.
Guys, I've spent the entirety of the break watching a video from the Pacers who held a puppy race at halftime. It will not surprise you to know that none of the puppies ran. None of the puppies went anywhere. They had the dancers. All the dancers are lined up, and they put the puppies on the ground in lanes to run. And none of them run.
You can't
they just
use
sit
puppies.
Down. No, you can't.
You got to use like
they're chaotic.
A few dogs that are like 4 to 5 months old.
No, not even that. I think you should get greyhounds out there. I think you should really go for it. You know what
get
I mean?
Get somebody hurt.
Get some whippets. Yeah. Instead, they're puppies that are just laying down, rolling over.
In diapers, by the way.
In diapers, so they don't have little accidents on the court. It's so cute. All right, so we've got What I Need to Know coming up in 15. I could use your guys' questions. They can be for either of us. I've already seen some for Bump. Keep those sent in, 866-979-3776. Any question. It could be about Thanksgiving. It could be about fantasy questions for Mora. I saw a few more of those. It could be questions about the Seahawks, Mariners, anything. Non-football related, non-sports related, 866-979-3776. Right now, let's get to Hype Train. So here's how it works. I read you a trend, a prediction, whatever, in the world of sports. And if you are agreeing with it, you're boarding the train.
Right.
And if not, then you're going to go ahead and you're not going to board, but you got to tell me why.
Right.
Because it's nothing but a hype train. So
is that how you play this game?
Yeah. Well, I like to remind people because, you know, we get all those 5-star reviews,
you know,
and then we get more listeners and they're like, what is hype train? This
I got
is dumb. You.
You
have to explain it.
I see.
Maura, thumbs up. You playing along with us? She's doing the board. We're going to do the first.
Matt Nelson is helping me find the music.
Okay, we're going to do the first one. We're going to do the first one without Maura. And then
I'll be the horn. You want to be the horn?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. The 40. Oh, nice. All right. The 49ers just defeated the Arizona Cardinals, and they're looking like maybe the best team in the NFC West, as much as it hurts us here in Seattle to say that. But I'm going to take it a step further and then a step further after that to say that not only are the 49ers the best team in the NFC, the first hype train's got to be the boldest. Michael Bumpus, the 49ers are the best team in the NFL.
Man, in the not for long league, huh? The best team. I'm going to say they have the best personnel. Offensively and defensively, collectively, they have the best personnel. Are they the best team? Not quite. I think they can be the best team in the NFL. right now I have to look at a team that is balanced as heck as well. And I got to look at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
9-1, run game, pass game, quarterback runs, defense,
diamond.
That's just what they do. So on paper, personnel-wise, they're the best team. But right now, I got to go with Philly.
Okay.
So I'm not on that train.
Okay. Bump's not boarding. More of the hype train is that the 49ers are the best team in the NFL. I had to start hot and spicy for this one. Bump isn't boarding, though. He says the Eagles are still the best team and are the most balanced team right now for him. Are you boarding?
I am not. I've seen some analysts making this statement this morning, but because of what we discussed earlier that Bump brought up, because I can never figure out if Jimmy Garoppolo is good or not.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, maybe he is. No,
I know he's handsome.
Nope.
I don't know if he's accurate.
Yeah. And they just seem like one or two injuries away from not. I agree that I think the Eagles are a much more balanced, deep team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not boarding this one. I made it to just be a little controversial. I'm going Eagles. And would I take the Cowboys over the 49ers? I don't think I would right now, but I really like some individual Cowboys weapons as well.
Eagles are literally the only team I would take over, and maybe Buffalo, with a healthy Josh Allen.
Good point.
Eagles and Buffalo.
Here I was still thinking NFC. I was limiting myself. Yeah, I think the Eagles are going to be the one seed in the NFC, but the 49ers are going to make people fall in love with them, understandably with that roster, but they are not there yet for me. Next one in here. All right, you got three games scheduled for Thanksgiving. Moore already gave you some fantasy advice, so this one's more of a prediction. The Bills will score the most points of any team on Thanksgiving. Let me remind you of that schedule. You've got Bills-Lions, Giants-Cowboys, Pats-Vikings. I'm saying the Bills are scoring the most points.
You just jumped in front of me, huh?
Yep.
Just jumped in front of me.
Cut in line.
You got Dallas doing... You're doing your best Jeff Saturday impression, just jumping in front of people, right? We're going, Dallas just dropped 40 on them. Minnesota just dropped 3 on Dallas. New England didn't score an offensive touchdown last week. Who knows what the Giants did, and Detroit did get a win last week, but you're right. It's got to be Buffalo, man. Josh Allen, I'm on the train. You got Diggs over there. You know who I like, too? I like their tight end, Knox. He doesn't get a lot of targets.
Yeah, Dawson.
But I think if he's due for a big game.
Yep. Okay, you've got the Bills taking on the Lions. The Giants are taking on the Cowboys, or rather, the Cowboys are taking on the Giants. And then Pat's Vikings are facing off in primetime for the Thursday night game. The hype train both Bump and I are boarding right now is that the Bills will score the most points of any team on Thanksgiving. Maura, are you boarding?
Yeah, I think I have to go with that because of the matchup. I think the Cowboys could get up there, too. I think we can all agree the Patriots will not score the most points, right, after last week?
For
I think
sure.
We can say that confidently.
Yeah.
What if they do score the most points?
All right, who scores the least?
I think, oh, man, I was going to say Lions because in my mind, the Bills' defense, I keep forgetting they're missing a couple of big starters, and I keep forgetting the Lions' offense can score, man. I'm going to say scoring the least. I'm going to Giants against Cowboys.
I'm going Giants as
well. All right, next hype train in here. Not only is it a big week for the holidays and all of the dinners and multiple dinners we're about to eat, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. kickoff, UW taking on Wazoo. Here's the hype train. You already know what it is, Bump. UW will win the Apple Cup. I got one too many Cougs in this.
You have a Taylor Jacobs shaking his head back
there.
Let's go.
His head too. First off, this
is
how Cougs get down. I'm wearing a Coug hat. I wore a Coug sweater yesterday. Stacy has not represented the Huskies
all year.
She hasn't represented.
It doesn't do anything.
So that
for
just
me.
Lets you know, like the fan base. You know, UW is like, I guess I'll go to the game. Whereas WSU was like, I'll die for this right now. All right. So you know who's going to win? It's going to be the guys in crimson and gray.
That's right.
Fight for Washington State.
It's going to be Bump telling me, I'm not a former Coug. You're a Coug forever. And me going, I don't know what comes after bow down to Washington. All right, more of the hype train is that UW will win the Apple Cup. My Huskies going to beat the
Your
Cougs.
Huskies.
My Huskies going to beat the Cougs. Bump is not boarding, are you? Maura wants to board. Yeah, she does.
Wow.
Sorry. I want it to be the Cougs, but
you're more of a Coug type of person. Don't you associate with those people.
But
don't
Maura,
you do it.
I just think Michael Penix is looking hard to stop.
Unbelievable. That's right.
He's balling.
Yeah.
He's
no, balling. We're just a school full of ballers. That's right. Bow down to Washington. Next up. Zach Wilson maybe benched a starter with the Jets after backing him after the game in a postgame press conference. Head coach Robert Saleh has since said, you know what, I'm not going to commit to Zach, who was the franchise's former number two overall pick. They might go with Mike White. Maybe they look for another veteran there. But this is the hype train. It's a little bit of a twist. Zach Wilson doesn't go more than two games as a backup.
This is what's going to happen. Every now and then, my kids are pretty good, right? They're good kids. But they're kids. And they mess up sometimes. And every now and then, I got to snatch that PS4. I got to take away the Xbox. And we say, you're not getting this thing back for 2 weeks. You know what happens in 4 days?
They get it back.
They get it back. You know what I mean? So I think that's what's going to happen with Zach. You're going to be like, you know what, Zach? You're on the bench. You know, connect with your teammates.
Help you learn your lesson.
You're going to point your finger at them. You're going to go, have you learned your lesson, Zach?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Are you ready to play now, Zach? Okay, come on, because these old guys ain't getting it done. Flacco's not getting it done, and then the other guy's not getting done either. So, what was it again? He won't see more than two games?
Yeah. It's kind of a sneaky one. It's basically saying I'm not going to be benched for long.
I'm on the train.
Okay.
I agree.
The hype train is that Zach, and what I appreciate about that, too, is being like, after a while, you're like, oh, now I just remembered that these things distract my kids.
Yeah. Like, why are they talking to me so much?
Oh, because I grounded them.
No tablet.
God, I'm so
no
stupid.
Xbox.
The hype train is that Zach Wilson will not go more than two games as a backup, meaning after at least two games, he'll return as the starter. Bump is bored in this one. He says, look, I don't know who else is getting it done. I think it's just to teach Zach a lesson, but he's going to get back as the starter. Are you boarding this train?
Yeah, I think so. They honestly, as bad as last week looked, they started off the season pretty rough when he was hurt, and they started playing better when he came back. They've got a pretty good team. I think that they're going to try to get this thing back on track with him because they have a lot invested in him, and they've seen that they can do it this year.
I think also if you're a GM, if you're ownership, you're like, are we really about to part ways with a second rounder? With a second overall pick and make this huge mistake? So much of your career, at least as a GM, is tied to
your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And
Getting his Xbox back.
He's getting it back.
Yep.
He's going to get it back. All right, that will do it for Hype Train. Coming up next, we're wrapping up the show with What I Need to Know. So get your questions in right now. Any question you have to the Mac and Jack's text line, that number is 866-979-3776. That's next.
Bumpin' Stacy.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studios.
On Seattle Sports Station.
Here are your hosts, Michael Bumpus and Stacy Rost.
It's What I Need to Know, brought to you by All Red Heating, Cooling, Electric. Get your questions in now to the Mac and Jack's text line. Any question you have, 866-979-3776. We'll start with this one. Someone wants an Apple Cup prediction from Bump. Score prediction.
Score prediction, the Huskies make their way to the Palouse in their ugly little gold helmets.
I don't know if they're ugly.
We come out in our all crimson, I'm assuming, and we get it done 27-10. The good guys, let's celebrate. Meet me at the Coug. Meet me at Valhalla. Okay. Let's go.
The holidays are a time for wishes, so nice. What I need to know, what's your favorite holiday dessert?
You know what? This is a cultural moment here. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys do pumpkin pie.
Are you going to say sweet potato pie?
We do
pie?
Sweet potato
sweet
pie.
Sweet potato pie is bomb.
So, sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie is not a top for me. I like pecan pie. I'm actually going to say, so yes, pies, 1,000%. I'm going to add on a very, corporate one.
Yeah.
Which is, I just, for the very first time, had a cranberry bliss bar from Starbucks. Shout out cranberry bliss bars. Stacey's like, no homemade dessert.
Nah,
no, absolutely
she
not.
Wants the,
no.
Process manufacturer.
No, I want to go get, I just saw a Frosty from Wendy's that was like a peppermint Frosty. Like, I'm going to add that to the list too.
Can you please try apple pie and ice cream? Please.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Warm apple pie with ice cream. Yes.
Get your girl. She don't.
I don't like apple pie. I haven't had it in years. I just don't like hot fruit. pancakes or waffles? Getting a couple food ones in here.
Now, waffles are easier to make because you just put them in the toaster, you're good to go. But it's got to be pancakes.
It's pancakes. Pancakes soak up syrup and butter in a way that waffles do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all confirming. Mm-hmm. all confirming. Bump, when it comes to turkey bowl, are you playing two-hand, touch, flag, or tackle?
At 36?
Flash.
Touch. At 33, maybe Flag. In my early days, man, we were tackling out there. I got too much to lose. I can't tear my ACL and do all that stuff.
What's the holiday tradition you look forward to most? The more unique, the better.
Most? Just sitting back. You know what? Me and my father-in-law have the greatest conversations off some Don Julio and just sitting by the fire. So I look forward to the holiday talks with the dad-in-law.
Yeah. I like that. I don't know that we have any that are holiday traditions. I don't think so. Yeah, we're pretty.
Just White Claws and,
yeah.
Sex in the City.
That's all we do. White Claws. You know, I would have a White Claw for Thanksgiving. Can you call it? This is from a listener earlier who said, I don't think you can call two games a winning streak. Can you call two games a winning streak? / at what point do you get a winning streak? I think it has to be your third win.
So when you look up records on ESPN and they say streak, it says W2, doesn't it?
I know. Well, it also says W1. You're on a one game win streak.
Hey, a win's a win's a win. Yeah, I say two minimum. One is pushing.
Someone said, hot fruit don't like you, Stacy. You know what? That's probably true. What's the most you can squat?
Right now, I don't know. I'm no longer into lifting heavy. I do functional lifts now.
What I need to know, how did Maura like working with you two this week? Probably like the best time ever.
Oh, yeah. A vacation from Mike Salk?
Yeah. You didn't have to do ranked.
He's on vacation?
You didn't have to do ranked for 2 days. You didn't have to wake up at 4 a.m.
I mean, you got one more day, right?
Yeah.
But just not in the
We won't be physically together. Yeah.
Bad day to ask food questions.
I love working with you guys.
Nice.
Good. We love working with you, Maura.
Thank you.
Stacy doesn't even like her grandma's spaghetti. I mean, it's fine. And she's Italian.
What?
If Gino doesn't prove he can win in the fourth quarter or when the game is on the line, are you still paying him $33 million?
I thought he's done that. I think he's won with the game on the line and in the fourth quarter. Now, you're looking for, like, Russell Wilson heroics. We haven't seen that yet. But I'm willing to pay him because it's hard to find a quarterback to run your stuff, and he has proven he could run their stuff.
This one is what I need to know. How many full bags of groceries can you carry in one trip?
As many necessary. We got? You stick your arms through those bags and you tap into a place that your ancestors were fighting for your survival. One trip only. And if there's another trip, I make my son like, son, you go get that last one because I'm a one trip kind of guy.
I also do that in the store. I like refuse to get a cart and I have the overflowing basket all the time. I don't know what my issue is with that. I don't like
that. I'll tell you what the issue is. That every time I get a cart, it has this loud squeaky wheel, and I don't want to be the squeaky wheel girl in the grocery store, so I always get a basket. It's subtle. I can hide out. No, you know what I mean? No one's paying attention to me, and then before I know it, my arm, I'm like breaking blood vessels in my arm.
I leave the store with like lines indented into my arm. Yeah.
We got fighting words on the Mac and Jack's text line from the 253. Who eats pie? What are you guys, 70?
Everyone eats pie, my friend.
We should be so grateful to get to 70.
Right?
And also, pie is delicious.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Especially apple pie with ice cream. Go get it, Stace.
You got homework. I'll try it out. I will tell you we will not have apple pie at Thanksgiving. So I'll try it out at a later date.
All right.
Corn or flour tortillas?
Oh, flour all day.
Corn tortillas.
I love the flour.
Yeah. If the Seahawks make the playoffs, how deep a run do you believe they can make?
One game, maybe two. One, maybe two.
You're saying like they can get to the divisional.
Yeah.
No. I think that's fair because I have been so pleasantly surprised by their run and yet have never been convinced that they're a Super Bowl team.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've never once thought they're the best team in the league. I've just been blown away by how good they are in places I didn't think they would be.
But, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
A lot of people disagreeing with your Cougs prediction.
Of course
the
they are. You're supposed to disagree.
Yeah.
It's Apple Cup.
Did you do a score prediction with that
27-20.
27-20?
Yep.
I still have time for a score prediction.
What you got?
UW, obviously. 34. No. UW, I'm going to 34-21.
All right, let's bet.
I know, it's disrespectful.
What are you putting on it?
I'll bring in apple pie.
Yes.
And I'll bring an apple pie on the Monday after.
Yeah, I'm with that.
It's happening.
Yep.
All right, we will still
And we're going to warm it up.
Yeah, fine. We will still be back tomorrow. We're going to be live from Seahawks headquarters starting at noon. We're going to have so much to fit in. We've got more Apple Cup stuff. We've got Washington Wednesday with a very special guest. We're going to have the Huddle still, a special Wednesday edition of the Huddle. So you're going to get a two-hour preview of the Seahawks' upcoming game against the Raiders. So that will do it for Bump and Stacey today. For Michael Bumpus, for Maura Dooley, I'm Stacey Ross. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. Right now, you're going to Wyman and Bob.